from the Eastern Shore Toyota and Hyundai Studios. The Thompson Tractor Prep Sports Report. Here's your host, Randy Bergen, with Coach Rick Cleveland and Coach Mark Lasseter.
And good Saturday morning to you, and welcome to the Thompson Tractor Prep Sports Report, coming to you live from the Eastern Shore Toyota and Hyundai Studios, located right here in South Alabama. So glad to have you with us on a post-Thanksgiving weekend. I mean, we're in the weekend, right? So happy Thanksgiving, everybody. What do we say here, Coach?
Happy Thanksgiving.
Okay, happy Thanksgiving. There it is.
Hope everybody had a great one.
And whenever I tell you the Fat Pack is back,
oh Lord,
you have got to look at this. Guys, we're going to bring cameras in here.
No.
Okay, yeah.
No.
In 2026, cameras will be in the house, and you will see.
God. He's
exactly.
He's just talking.
I tell you, I'm not. I got something this past week that I'm getting set up for 2026. And, guys, it's going to be in here. So whenever you tune in, you will be able to see what I am talking about.
Okay,
we'll get into that a little bit later. But, hey, anyway.
No.
Hey, glad to have you here with us. I am Randy Bergen, along with Coach Mark Lasseter, Coach Rick Cleveland. Rick, happy Thanksgiving, and good to see you back, as always, my brother.
Well, it's good to be here, Randy, and great Thanksgiving week. Never seen so many children in all my lives running around and
isn't that
on
great?
The jump thing and – unbelievable. Tracy is she's the perfect hostess. She just lays it out there. Y'all go get it. And then she's talking to everybody.
That's right.
She's got conversation with them all.
Mark, I got to tell you, so we had our Thanksgiving dinner. We had all kind of family coming in, a bunch of grandchildren, little children running around there. We're kind of like you had over there, Rick.
Yeah.
We had a playground out at the church where we did our Thanksgiving. And I got called out. So my little grandson Tatum says, "Hey, Paw, climb up this slide with me." So I climb up the slide because he's 3 years old, right? And I want to make sure he doesn't hurt himself, right? So I get up there, and guess what? All the parents saying, "That slide, you're perfect. That slide fits you perfect. You look
you crazy."
It looks like it belongs to you. Hey, Mark, how was your
So, in other words, I could go slide on.
Me and you could slide
on. Okay,
right.
I get it.
That's unbelievable.
Oh, my goodness. I hate all of them. No, I'm joking. You know that. How you doing, bro?
Man, doing fantastic. Doing fantastic. Great Thanksgiving. You know, just absolutely, I love Thanksgiving because it really, you know, all of our kids, we're practicing football Thanksgiving morning at 7. You know, we got practice, and that's always one of those deals where you know, if you're practicing on Thanksgiving,
yeah,
you know you're doing something good, and you got a chance to do something special. So anyway, I had practice, and all the kids kept coming up saying, "Coach, what are you thankful for? What are you thankful for, Coach?
Yeah.
What are you thankful for?" And it's so easy for me. It was like,
yeah.
I'm thankful that I'm alive.
That's easy.
Yeah, it's real easy.
Yeah,
you know, there's a lot of things to be thankful for in our world today. Even you know, we hear so much negativity, but man, I'm telling you, at the end of the day, you know, when you got high school kids coming up and asking you, "What are you thankful for?" and they really want to know. You know, it's
yeah.
not
they do. You're right.
It's not
yeah.
just, "Oh boy, we're glad we're get out of, you know, they're on Thanksgiving." They want to know, "What are you thankful for, Coach?" And you know, and get to talk to them about that, you know, and then I get to ask them, and they're just, and it's really cool how they say, you know, "I'm thankful for my family."
You know, we got some great holidays, there's no doubt. Christmas is right around the corner. Okay, and Christmas is certainly important from a religious standpoint. It's gotten a little over commercialized from you know, what's happened over the years, but I got to tell you, I think I like Thanksgiving more than any of the rest. And the reason for that is because everybody comes together on that. On Christmas, you're kind of separated.
Yeah.
You go to a house or they come over,
yeah.
you know. But with Thanksgiving, we had so many. And what you see is you see the different, how do I want to say this, the different levels of life. Like my aunt and uncle, they're getting way up there in age.
Yeah.
And you hope to see them again next year, okay? and then you see the little bitty grandchildren. I like my twin, yeah. my little twin grandchildren, girls. Seeing them, they're 8 months old. Well, they look like little China dolls. All right, but you just—I mean—you see all the different levels of life, and it's—it's—I don't
beautiful?
Know.
Do y'all ever think this is way out there? Do y'all ever think about like when at Thanksgiving when I'm sitting around with my boys, yeah. Or their and their family, whatever, and we're talking? Do you ever think about? I wonder if when my kids are my age,
yeah.
they'll look back on these days. As fondly
yeah.
as I do looking back on my days when I was a young man.
I think you certainly hope so.
You yeah. do. You hope
and
so.
And I believe that they will.
And there's another side to that, too. You think about it. We just had a granddaughter turn 16. And Taylor's birthday was yesterday. And when they grow up, they're not – they're not around nearly as much.
Right.
And you don't get the opportunity to spend that time with them. You know, they live in Atlanta or outside of Atlanta. But the beautiful thing is Taylor will send me a text. You ought to see this thing Daddy killed. Daddy kills another deer. They're picking up 100 pounds of deer meat today, and that's the most exciting thing for Taylor during her 16th birthday week. You really don't realize how important that is and how much – you miss that until you don't have that.
That's right.
And you guys to hear that, and it's a joy.
It really is.
It is.
It really is. And we hope that everyone had a wonderful Thanksgiving.
Absolutely.
I know we certainly did, no doubt about it. Hey, big show lineup for you today. We've got a lot going on. Obviously, we got the state playoffs, the championship pairings. We're going to get into those in just a little bit. Congratulations, by the way, Mark, to your team, Bayside Admirals, as they advance. I mean, just a blowout last night. Watched a lot of that. We'll talk about that game coming up. But coming up on our Boudreaux's Cajun Grill guest line, we'll have Coach Brett Bowell. He's going to talk about the Spartans of Saraland.
He and Mark will have the best back and forth, I promise you. What we need to do is just kind of let Mark go about because
right.
Brett and Mark have this chemistry, a special chemistry, that you'll catch it. As listeners, you'll catch it. And it's fun.
I love
it's
me fun. Some Brett Bowell.
We do all love
that dude. He's good.
He is a
There's
good
no doubt.
Guy.
And you got problems. You got big problems, big boy. Because guess who's going to be in Birmingham together? That not the Fat Pack, but the Brat Pack. Bowell and Dean.
Dean.
I'm just telling you, you better keep your eyes open and your car keys closed.
And your head on a swivel.
I'm telling you, boy.
Them boys can go now. They used to have us, me and old Ronnie Powell, locked up in a little bitty office there at UMS, and there was nothing they wouldn't do. Them two jokers. We're talking about Brandon Dean. Brandon's our offensive line coach, and what a joy it is to be with that young man. What a fine coach, fine father, fine person. But and here's what's really great. Guess who we've been leaning on for all these questions about state, going to state championship? Brandon
Absolutely.
Dean. He's been so many times.
You're right.
You know, and we go, Brandon, what do y'all do? What'd y'all do about this?
Yeah.
And he tells us.
He can plan it.
He can.
Between him and Bullitt, they could go anywhere, anytime, and plan for what's going to happen in the state championship.
That's awesome. Yeah. That's awesome. 10 years ago, Bayside went to the state championship.
Yeah.
Against Piedmont.
Yeah. Played and, good Piedmont team.
A really good team. We had a lot of injuries.
Smith.
Had a lot of injuries at Bayside.
Yeah.
But now you're okay injury-wise, I think, right?
Yeah.
So
we're in good shape.
I think it's going to be a good game. We're going to talk about that coming up in just a few moments. But also coming up in the next hour, we'll talk with Van Riggs. He's the play-by-play for the Opelika Bulldogs.
Yeah, it's going to be fun to talk to Van. Talk to him.
Does
about
he
Spence.
Work with Spence?
Oh, absolutely.
Oh, my God.
Spence McCracken.
I bet he's got some stories.
He's got the finger on the button ring.
Yeah. He's got an 89 button.
He's got an 89
button.
And that'll be something you can talk to him about.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. So it'll be a lot of fun. Of course, we'll round out the second hour with the Camp Grace segment. So a lot to get into. Going to be a really neat show today, and looking forward to it. And I can't be more proud. Excuse me. I can't be more proud for y'all. That's really, like I said, 10 years ago, 2015, Bayside goes to Tuscaloosa. And that was such a joy to have done that, been a part of that.
It was, and that was a great run to get there.
And you better cherish it, because we're coming on times when this may never happen again.
May not.
Because of private public.
Right.
Interesting. Maybe we get into some of that discussion coming up. All right, we'll take a time out. When we come back, we're going to get you caught up on all the scores from last night. Don't go anywhere. More of the Thompson Tractor Prep Sports Report right after this.
Welcome back to the Thompson Tractor Prep Sports Report, brought to you by Alpha Insurance. This segment presented by Green and Phillips Attorneys at Law. Now back to the show.
No, no, no.
He's got a picture up now for sure. Mark, where do they have your picture there at Bayside?
I'll never tell.
Oh, my goodness. Hey, welcome back to Thompson Tractor Prep Sports Report. Well, I'll tell you what, we are having a blast. Glad to have you here with us as we're going to get into the Gulf City Body and Trailer Works scoreboard from the semifinal results from last night. And guys, I'm just going to go ahead and kick it off real quick with Class 1A. Whiteley, who was 13-0, they remain undefeated as they defeat Addison 22-14. Maplesville, also undefeated, defeated Leroy 59-18. Coach, did you see that?
Yeah, and let me tell you, this has been brewing all year long. All year long, because Wadley, and they got a great running back. Who's not going to be a running back in college? He's a young Wilkes is his last name. He's going to put his hand down in college or be an outside backer or something.
Right.
But he's a running back. He's about 6'4". And he was about 185 or 190 last year. And he just ran through Maplesville like Coach Saban said that team did to
them
at that time. And this has been an anticipated thing all year long. Maplesville's pretty doggone good. Boys, you score 59 points on Leroy?
Yeah.
You're pretty stinking good. And Wadley struggled with Addison in Addison. And, Mark, you know where Addison is.
Yeah.
Randy and I would have a hard time finding a golf course in Addison.
Yes, you would.
So.
Yes.
But it might be a nine-holer.
We'd find one somewhere. But that's going to be – I get to do that game on TV next week.
Oh, nice.
And that's – to me, now just personally, that's the most anticipated game of all seven of them.
Hey, and, Coach, I believe, as I look through, I believe that is the only – two undefeated teams that will match up.
I think it is. The closest one, of course, is Mark's. I think Mars Hill Bible is 14-0, and Bayside's 13-1, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, they are, but I'm just saying the two. But you'll have two undefeated
that's
teams
right.
playing.
That's the only game that we have undefeated. Well, no, that's not true.
No.
Sarah Lynn and Clay Chalkville.
Oh, there you go. Yeah. Exactly. There you go. That's you're right. All right, so 1A, we'll see again. We'll see Wadley and Maplesville go up. All right, 2A.
Coosa Christian. It just kind of gets me, and I don't know why. Maybe you can help me with this, Mark. But Coosa Christian, Rush Probst coaching there, 44, Pisgah 36, Lynette 35, Realtown 19. Clifford Story's not coaching at Lynette anymore. He retired, what, two or three years ago?
Yeah, sure did.
And so now they're back in the – but I can tell you, he knows every one of these kids, and he nurtured them as far as teaching them and pouring into them.
Yep.
All of these kids have got Clifford Story in them one way or the other. But they'll play Lynette, Coosa Christian and Lynette in the 2A game, Mark.
That'll be I think that'll be a good ball game. I think Lynette is very good.
Yeah.
You know, from what I've been able to keep up with them throughout the year, they got a really good football team. Coosa Christian, we know they've got a good football team.
From all over the state.
And we know you got Rush Probst, who's been in the – state championship game many times. It's not like he hadn't been there. But, Coosa's kind of an enigma in how they got to where they are. But that's for somebody else to discuss. I don't
I got 3A for you here. Mars Hill Bible defeated Piedmont 48-16, which Mars Hill Bible 14-0, Piedmont 13-1. Piedmont always has. We just mentioned them a little while ago. 10 years ago, they were in that state championship and won in 3A. 48-16, that's saying a lot for Morris Hill Bible, because Piedmont is typically one of those tough clubs that you see. Of course,
Daryl Higgins, who Mark's very familiar with, and Daryl's the head coach at Mars Hill, been there. He got his wing T stuff from our buddy at Deschler. I mean, he spent
John.
He spent lots of years with John Mothershed at Deschler, and now his quarterback is his son, who's committed to UAB. I don't know who the coach is going to be at UAB. This kid may not go there, but they're a good football team. Piedmont, Steve Smith was the head coach there forever. One of his assistants took that job, and now Steve's at Westbrook Christian, and Piedmont just keeps on keeping on.
They do. That's just one of those programs, you know, where I had just loved the friendship I've been able to develop with Steve Smith over the years, getting to know him. And he was telling me how that thing got started. He went through the whole thing about the city and the mayor and the city council. They all got together and said, look, we need to put something, you know, our city needs something. There's not any real big industry there or anything of that nature. So they decided they were going to put their emphasis on the school.
Yep.
And so, and on the school system there. Yep. And so they changed their tax structure a little bit, and all the money went to the school.
Yep.
And they've made it one of the best high schools in Alabama, and they've got a tremendous program, not just football. Their program, if you play them in anything, you have to really be ready to work to beat them.
And Piedmont is they're southeast of Gadsden, right?
Correct. That's correct. Yeah.
That's right.
They're up near Jacksonville.
Yeah. Yeah.
They're up near Jacksonville.
We played them as kids in Little League and Babe Ruth baseball. They were always, really, really good.
Yeah.
Really, really good. So when they put that emphasis on there and they got the city involved in it, maybe one of the places that first started supplementing high school coaches.
Yeah.
And as far as outside of the school system, it's a city system, right?
Is there a one school city system?
Yeah.
And they've done a good job. You know, they said, you know, we encourage our parents to, when the kids go to middle school or go to ninth grade, whenever that changes, to hold them back a year.
Yeah.
Get a bit older, a little bit more mature. And because I remember when we played them in state championship, I was looking at their roster, and there was like 9 guys on that team who were already 19.
Yeah.
You know, like,
playing against 15 years.
Our left tackle was 14 at the time. I'm sorry, y'all. That's a lot. There's a lot of difference between a 14-year-old and 19-year-old.
Oh, that reminds me of a story I've got to share with you at some point. Okay. The Dixie Darlings. I got to share that with you at some point. Well, let me go ahead with it. Class 3A. So, Mars Hill Bible, they will advance to the finals. Bayside Academy last night defeats Southside Selma 51-20. Both teams come in. They were 12-1. And y'all now will advance. Bayside will now advance. You will see Mars Hill in the finals, the championship game on Thursday.
Yeah, that's I got to just give a shout out to our defense coordinator, George Pratt. Just does a great job with our defense. He really does. And what I love about George is that he's one of those guys who's continually asking and working with everybody on our staff has an input into what we do on Friday night and how we go about doing it. And, man, it just, you know, there was a couple of things, and we talked about it last night, that he and I talked about last Saturday about an adjustment we would need to make if we couldn't do this or that. And sure enough, you know, it was something we had to go to. And I think it was in the second quarter, you know, we had to make a little adjustment as to what we were doing defensively, and you know, that's one of the things that I think helps our staff. And George has, you know, been around some great programs at ACA and then at Thompson with Mark Freeman, and come down to our place. But our kids played really good. Coach Trotter's got our offense is really doing well, and we played a team that was undefeated last night, and they've been scoring points, and
they were 13-0 coming to that ball game.
And they were scoring points unbelievably throughout the season. And I felt like we probably did as good a job as we could do. Our kids bought in. They listened to what we wanted to do. And, man, we shut them down. They scored their last 2 touchdowns in the fourth quarter. Most of our starters were already out of the game when they scored the last 2. So, I'm really pleased with the way our team played, and looking forward to playing Mars Hill. They're very good. Mars Hill is very good. They have not had a close game this year, not one close game. They're loaded. They got a lot of good players.
You got to go fast, Randy.
Oh, I'm good. Okay, all right. Real quick, Class 4A, Anniston defeated Plainview 32-29. Close game there. Jackson defeats St. Michael last night 44-23. Watch that ball game. Boy, I'll tell you what, Jackson, they were for real last night. In Class 5A, Moody advances as they defeat Scottsboro 35-10. Vigor over Williamson in a close game 28-21. Coach, I know you watched that game.
Yeah, I did watch that game. Mighty proud of Renardo Jackson and those guys there. He's been a part of two state championship teams as a defensive coordinator at Vigor. Now he gets the opportunity to play for a state championship against a really good team from Moody. Jake Gaines there. That should be an outstanding game. Two quicks.
Class 6A, Clay Chalkville defeats Muster Shoals 30-13. Saraland over Benjamin Russell 38-21. In Class 7A, Opelika over Auburn. We discussed that one last week, 31-28. And Thompson over Central Phoenix City 35-34 in a close one. All right, we'll take a timeout. When we come back, don't go anywhere. The Brett Bowell will be right here on the show. You don't want to miss it, I promise you.
Welcome back to the Thompson Tractor Prep Sports Report, brought to you by Alpha Insurance. The Boudreaux's Cajun Grill communication lines are open at 251-343-0106. Back to the show.
Welcome back to the Thompson Tractor Prep Sports Report. That song right there had a couple words in there. What Brett Bowell will do to you, as I'm not even going to introduce him. There's no way I can justifiably introduce him the way he needs to be introduced. So, Mark, we're going to throw it to you. Welcome in our guest,
Coach Boutwell. Brent Boutwell, the man, the myth, the legend. Rick is over here worried that you and Brandon Dean are going to get together at Super 6 and pull pranks on him again up there.
They won't find me. I promise you. Nor my truck.
Welcome, Coach. We're glad to have you here with us this morning, buddy. How are you, man?
How y'all doing? Good morning.
We all love this guy. People don't realize how much we love Brett Bowell. And, if there's ever been a guy that deserves to be where he is right now, to be successful, have beautiful children. He had Cleet out warming the truck last night after the game. Cleet will probably be
The only good thing about last night, Cleet's been able to be the ball boy since he was in the fourth grade. And last night, he normally finds a place each year. And then if we get hot playing and, we keep our tradition. So last night was the last night that I'm going to have Taco Bell for about a year.
Here you go. Brent, tell us a little bit about the ball game last night, buddy. What a tremendous job you guys have done all year long, and then to punch your ticket to the state championship. Tell us a little bit about it, pal.
Well, we knew with Benjamin Russell coming in town, Coach Kelly and Coach Johnson had been on the staff together with the Alabama Mississippi All-Star game last year, and they've become friends over the years, and we knew that we had the tall task at hand, and our defense played outstanding and gave us a chance. We had some turnovers early, but our kids just kept fighting, and it was just great to see them gutted out, because this senior class, they won 41 home on football games, so they never lost the football game in their high school career at Spartan Stadium, and they took great pride in that last night. And it's really amazing what Coach Kelly has done here at Saraland High School. Last night we were getting ready for pregame, and it was kind of the quiet atmosphere, and We had the turnover early, and our crowd kind of ignited, kind of knew that we needed them, and it was just a fun night.
You know, Brett, and Brett's a former high school quarterback at UMS Wright, coached at UMS Wright forever, one of our favorite guys to ever roam the sidelines at UMS, and a tremendous high school baseball coach, still baseball coach at Sarah Land, mm-hmm. just a tremendous one. But, Brett, I never post on Twitter, but I last night, or X, whatever it's called, I posted that if there's a better player in the state of Alabama, I hadn't seen him. And Jameson Roberts, to me, should be Mr. Football in this state. We've got a lot of great quarterbacks, great running backs, but Jameson Roberts, to me, is the best football player I've seen all year. And I know you're mighty proud of him, Brett.
I am. And I get the opportunity to coach him in baseball, so I'm around him year-round. And, you know, a lot of times Coach Kelly will get on the headset and tell me to go talk to him and this and that and let him know what he wants to know from him. And sometimes it's to go over there and calm him down or just have a conversation just to make sure that he's good. But Jameson is a great player. He's a hard worker, but the kid is a better person than all of that. And that's what makes it fun to be around kids that are like that, that he takes it very serious, but he knows how to handle it, and he's a great leader with our team. And, you know, and I saw something last night, too, that he posted, and it was simple, just we went 1-0. And that's the mindset that Coach Kelly tries to instill in our kids. And, you know, it was just fun to watch. And last night he was a little frustrated with himself and had a couple turnovers there in the red zone. But, you know, but anytime we need to play when we need it, he's there. And he made a heck of a run last night. I mean, we were just going to throw the quick fade and felt a little pressure, saw him kind of wall it to the sideline, and he spinned out of it, then he was gone.
Yeah. Yeah, he sure did. He's a great player, Mark, I'm telling you.
You know, when you get guys like that to make plays and everybody kind of, you know, works off of their energy. Tell us a little bit about how your offense just kind of just gets going and something breaks down, you have a turnover, whatever. How does your players respond? You know, what is the reason? You think it's because of your quarterback, because of his way he kind of carries himself, or is it just the general attitude of your team?
I'd say the attitude of our team. Jameson does a great job of leading our offense, and Deshaun Spencer has been unbelievable. Really the last 7 weeks, really all year, but the last 7 weeks, I mean, he has turned it up to another level. And the good thing about it, you know, a lot of times, you don't like it, but, you know, two or three times here in the playoffs, we've been down. And there hasn't been a sense of panic, but it's been a sense of urgency of, okay, hey, look, let's go tie this thing back up. Let's get a stop, and then let's go take the lead. And, you know, but it's also the way that Coach Kelly prepares them week in, week out to they're able to handle that situation.
You know, Brett, as you looked to play in the final game of Super 7, you play an outstanding Clay Chalkville team. Have y'all looked at film just during the year of different teams? Have you seen Clay Chalkville on film?
No, sir, we haven't. We saw a little bit when they played Thompson on that a TV game, but it was just kind of a glance and go. But last night, as soon as we got back in the facility, we were getting stuff and starting to look at them. And I know a bunch of our staff stayed up about 2:30 in the morning looking at it. And I was looking at it for the past hour, just kind of seeing. And, you know, and we kind of said it this past week, you know, we know it's going to be tough, but it ought to be tough, you know. I mean, when you're down to the final two, it's not going to be easy. But our kids and our coaching staff is looking forward to the challenge. And, you know, and last night, you know, you take for granted this is our fourth year to go, but, you know, we got some guys on our staff that Coach Ryan Little, you know, talking to him last night. I mean, he's super excited, but this is his first time he's been coaching for 19 years. You know, so we're trying to tell ourselves, don't take it for granted. Yeah. And yeah. So it's, you know, we're looking forward to the challenge.
We're visiting with Brett Battle with Sarah Lynn as they get set for this Super 7. And you mentioned, Rick, the final game of the Super 7, which will be played on Friday, December the 5th at 7 p.m., taking on Clay Chalkwell. Brett, we only got about, I don't know, 60 seconds left here. Let me jump off off football real quick, and I got to ask you a personal question. Rick, if you'll take your headsets off, me and Mark got to ask this question. What you going to do to Rick whenever you see him?
Well, hey, it's funny that y'all brought up Brandon Dean, because last night he shot me a text. Hey, you know, congratulations, yeah. Both going back. But I reminded him back in 2005. There's probably something that we did to Coach play with us there, but we had to ride back together in my own truck. And I think Coach Cleveland had to stay up there and do a game. And so we were all in trouble and whatnot, but we were talking about riding back. And that was in 2005. Do you think we'll ever go back? You know, because, I mean, you don't know as a young coach. And then 20 years
That's right.
later, we're going back to Birmingham. So we're all excited about it.
Oh, Lord. Oh, Brett, we love you. Brett. When I say Brett's name, I automatically start thinking about things that those guys have figured out to aggravate Mark Lassiter and myself. They are the best that there's ever been in yanking somebody's string.
Pranksters.
Hey, a lot of people don't know that me and Coach Lassiter, we shared a little tiny office together. And so I might know more about Mark than y'all know.
Oh, keep that to yourself.
I will.
You know, they don't have tiny offices over there anymore. They got the Taj Mahal over there now. Boy, those guys are living in high cotton. They've redone everything over there, Brett.
Well, good deal.
Brett, thank you so much.
Best of luck to you, buddy. I really am pulling for you. Hope to see you in Birmingham, man.
Yes, sir. Good luck to y'all, too.
All right, pal.
Good luck, Brett.
Take care. We love you, kid.
That's gonna be a mighty fine ball game right there. Sarah Lynn and Clay Chalkwell. Both teams come in undefeated. Sarah Lynn 13-0, Clay Chalkwell 14-0. Again, that'll be on Friday, December the 5th, 7 p.m. That will wrap up the 2025 Super 7 State Championship. Boy, what a ball game, too.
You know, you better keep an eye on Cleet. I can tell you right now, Cleet about will be a special athlete one day. He's lived it from the time he came out of his mama's womb until, I mean, every day of his life is football or baseball. Boy, you got two beautiful children. Thanks, Brett, for joining us. Boy, that's special.
It ain't no doubt. Ain't no doubt. We'll take time out. When we come back, we'll go ahead and get the state championship pairings. We'll set those up for you when we come back right here on the Thompson Tractor Prep Sports Report.
Welcome back to the Thompson Tractor Prep Sports Report. PSR is live every Saturday from 8 until 10 a.m. Now, back to the show.
And welcome back to the Thompson Tractor Prep Sports Report. Randy Bergen along with Coach Rick Cleveland and Coach Mark Laster. And we'll step aside for a little Boss Gags.
That's a great idea.
Oh, my goodness. Boy, it's always good to hear him on a Saturday morning, isn't it? I'm telling you the truth. Hey, fun to have Brett Battle on with us just a few moments ago. If you missed that, I want to remind you, you can go back to the Mothership, FM Talk 106.5, and you can listen back to the podcast. Anytime you get Brett Battle on, Rick and Mark, you know that's an automatic replay.
Oh, yeah.
You got to go back and listen to that. Always good stuff there. All right, let's go ahead and take a look at the AHSAA 2025 Super 7 State Championships. That happens at Protective Stadium in Birmingham beginning on December the 3rd. That will be Wednesday. They will start out at 11 a.m. with flag football. That'll be girls flag football, 1A, 5A through 5A, be Moody and Montgomery Catholic. Then at 3 o'clock, you'll have 6A, 7A Girls Flag Championship, Vestavia Hills in Central Phoenix City. And then at 7 o'clock, the 7A Boys Championship will be Thompson, 10-3, will take on Opelika, who is also 10-3. Coach, how do you see that?
I think Thompson's too good. I think the quarterback position determines a lot of stuff in a game of this nature. I think Opelika is really fortunate to be there. They've played their way there, but you look at the teams that are in that region down there, and you look at Dothan and Golly Bum and Auburn. They beat Auburn in the semifinals, and they're playing. Brian Moore's got that team playing really, really well right now. Their quarterback play has been. They're not. He doesn't manage it. He runs that program. And the fun thing about that is you get to listen to Spence McCracken call that game, and I'm telling well, you, he's still coaching. You want to hear that.
Yeah. Well, and we'll be talking with Van Riggs, the play-by-play for Opelika. He'll be coming up at the top of the hour, so we'll get that breakdown and his thoughts. And more importantly, how much fun is it to work with Spence McCracken
absolutely
in a booth every Friday night? So that'll be a good one. Again, that game will be on Wednesday at 7 o'clock. Thompson taking on Opelika for the 7A Boys Championship.
I got Thompson in that game. Y'all, we'll pick them. So
I think Thompson.
I do too. I just, yeah.
I'll go with Opelika then. Just to be
okay. You should have seen the look he just gave me.
Yeah.
Holy cow.
Okay.
Oh.
Let's move to Thursday, December the 4th. It'll start out Class 3A Boys Championship. Mark, you're going to have that one. It'll be Morris Hill coming in. Morris Hill Bible coming in at 14-0, taking on Bayside Academy 13-1 Thursday on December the 4th at 11 a.m. That is it's an early game. As a matter of fact, I remember, again, 10 years ago, 2015, when Bayside took on Piedmont, it was an 11 o'clock
That's
game
correct
as well in Tuscaloosa.
It is. It's it's a difficult time because you don't ever play at that time.
Right.
And it's a short week. Which I'm not crazy about. I wish we had a full week to get ready, but I mean, I understand what we're doing. But I just wish that this thing would go to a Friday, Saturday or something to where you'd have a full week to get ready for a state championship game. But you don't, and it's same for both teams, so it's not like anybody has an advantage. So that'll be, you know, starting that early would be a different playing that early and playing, and but you're in the state championship game, and that's a great feeling, man, to be, you know, after the game last night, just standing out there watching all those kids, you know, going, man, this is awesome. We're getting ready to go. So it's the same for Morris Hill. They got a fine bunch. They got a really good football team. They hadn't had a close game all year. So we're looking forward to that challenge.
Well, it should be fun. Now, you'll go up on Tuesday, right?
Wednesday.
Wednesday, because you play Thursday. You go up on Wednesday and spend the night, so you'll be ready. And it will be. And I'm kind of like you. I wish that it gave you a little more time. It is an interesting time to tee off at 11. Not tee off. Kick off at 11. Where's my mind? You kick off at 11 o'clock. That's an interesting time because it's not something you do. You don't even practice that. Now, that's my next question is going to be, will y'all prepare for an 11 o'clock kickoff? Will you do anything early this week, or how do you do that?
Well, we're working today. I'll be leaving here in a little bit. Our staff will be meeting together to go over start looking at film. We looked at film last night, and so we'll do more. Practice. We'll have practice at tomorrow afternoon, and then we'll practice earlier Monday. I know we're trying because it's supposed to rain, I think,
right,
Monday. So we'll practice early on Monday, and then Tuesday afternoon will be a regular time. Wednesday will be a walkthrough day. And so, it just kind of makes things a little shorter,
sure,
a bit more compact. But you just try to get your kids, you know, in the best routine you can get them in for the week.
All right, so again, that'll be at 11 a.m. on Thursday, December the 4th, Morris Hill Bible and Bayside Academy. Class 1A Boys Championship will follow that game at 3 o'clock on Thursday. That'll be Maplesville and Wadley. Both of those teams come in undefeated, Rick. Maplesville 14-0, Wadley 13-0.
I think that'll be a slobber knocker.
And you'll be doing that ball game.
Yeah, Will, and that's going to be a slobber knocker of a game. I really have looked forward to this because there's, I mean, got buddies from the Maplesville area that went to college with, and that's all they've talked about all year. We're coming back. We owe them something. So, you know, and really that's adults talking and kids play this game. And two really good football teams. Maplesville's got outstanding, a tradition that's second to none. And Wadley is really in the last couple of years. Wadley is over close to Auburn, where Southern Union's located.
Which has got a great facility, basketball and baseball facility, by the way.
Yeah, they do. They do. It's a wonderful, wonderful little town, and everything will be closed down in Wadley on Thursday. I can promise you that because they'll all be there just like they will from Maplesville. It's one of those old-timey games.
Now, Brent Hubbard, they moved back to Maplesville, I think. I think his son is playing there this year. Now, Brent is not coaching. If he is, he's just a volunteer. But I think his son is quarterback.
Well, if he is, that's another reason. They got a really good quarterback, and I didn't know that was.
I don't know if it is. I don't know for a fact. I haven't really checked, but somebody may know if that is. And I hadn't talked to Brent this year.
I can check that, but you're right. He's an outstanding baseball player. I think one of the reasons they really wanted to go back was so he could finish his high school career playing with his boys he grew up with.
That's right.
Yeah, so that's I'm not sure about that, but we'll check into it. I can promise you.
And then to wrap up Thursday's play at 7 p.m. will be perhaps one of the fantastic games. This will be a good game. It'll be Class 5A Boys Championship. Vigor and Moody, both teams come in 12-2.
Yeah, and it's a matchup. Jake Gaines has done a tremendous job there. Jake played at UAB for Bill Clark and then went over and played for Kirby or Mark Rick. I'm not sure. I think it was Mark Rick that he played for. He coached under Mark Freeman at Thompson. When he got the Moody job, Moody was not very good. And they've got a lot of industry. I guess a lot of people have moved in there.
Got a lot of people moving in.
A lot of people moving in. And they'll play a good Viger team. Bernardo Jackson, defensive coordinator on two state championships. It's like Corey told me last night. He's got to prove his worth now by winning it as a head coach.
That's exactly right. That's exactly
right. It's a good team.
Boy, I tell you what, first hour is coming and gone. Great second hour setup for you. When we come back, we'll talk with Opelika Bulldogs play-by-play guy, Van Riggs. He'll be up next right here on the Thompson Tractor Prep Sports Report.
At Alpha Insurance, our goal is to be your MVP, most valuable protection. That means saving you money on home, car, and life insurance and providing championship service from our helpful hometown team. Call Alpha and see why we consistently rank among the top insurance companies in the Southeast for customer satisfaction. In Mobile, call Alpha agent Lee Camilleri at 661-3700 or stop by our office, 3938 Government Boulevard, Suite B101 in Mobile. Will 2 is proud to support Prep Sports Report and high school athletics. Founded in 1988, Will 2 is an ASME code certified pressure vessel and process piping design, fabrication, and repair shop that also offers field services for maintenance, shutdowns, and expansions. Will 2 also designs, fabricates, and installs LNG vessels and piping for cleaner energy applications. Call Wes or Wesley Williams at Will 2 for all your industrial plant maintenance and marine needs. 251-661-9770.
At Alpha Insurance, we know you have choices when it comes to protecting your car's home and family. That's why we go the extra mile to save you money and provide extraordinary service. At Alpha, being the best means caring for our customers and making sure you're protected. Call Alpha today. In Mobile, call Alpha agent Earl McKinnell at 343-7100. Or stop by our office at 3725 Airport Boulevard in Mobile.
Coming to you live, the Thompson Tractor Prep Sports Report, presented by Alpha. Here's your host, Randy Bergen, with Coach Rick Cleveland and Coach Mark Lasseter.
And we welcome you into the second hour of the Thompson Tractor Prep Sports Report as we're coming to you live from the Eastern Shore Toyota and Hyundai Studios located right here in South Alabama. And, boy, we're glad to have you on board with us on a beautiful, beautiful Saturday morning. Tell you what, guys, this is football weather right here and state championship week. It is going to be a ton of fun. And a guy that's going to be doing it for sure for the Opelika Bulldogs will be Van Riggs, play-by-play fellow for, as I mentioned, the Opelika Bulldogs. He is on our Boudreaux's Cajun guest line. Van, how you doing, brother? Thanks for taking time to be with us.
Hey, I'm doing good. Appreciate y'all having me.
You know, Van, I think one of the things that we wanted to ask you doesn't really talk about the game. It talks about the game you've got in the booth. And, you know, there's no two coaches in the state of Alabama that love Spence McCracken more than Mark Lassiter and myself. But I would imagine, as Randy does when we do games together and we've got a sideline guy, Randy keeps his finger on that button. And he can I wonder if you've got the same opportunity.
They call it a 7-second button. Okay. For us, it's a 1-second button. All right, we don't give them 7 seconds.
Yeah, it's just a slider. We cut Coach off, and you can still hear him in the background when he's getting out of the game. People go, did Coach drop his headset and leave the room? And I go, no, he's just got the volume off. You just hear him in the echo in the booth, you know, to my right, to my left.
Man, it's got to be – it's got to be – and I know, and I watch Randy all the time trying to do it with me, and he'll look at me like, what? Really? You said that? I can imagine you have that a lot. But you do have his son, Mac, down on the sideline, which gives you – and we love Spence. Think he does a great job coaching from the press box every Friday night with you guys.
He's certainly a character. There's no doubt about it. We've been doing it now together. I think this is our 8th season together, which is hard to believe. And I think he gets more and more into the game, you know, as you know, the more success we have, the more intense he gets.
Yeah.
And the more that's on the line, of course, the more excited Coach gets. So we worry about him sometimes and say, Coach, you got to settle down, you know, a little bit. You know, worry about his health a little bit sometimes. You know, when things are going really bad, sometimes we got to pick Coach up in the booth and go, come on, we still got a job to do. We're on the radio here. We got to tell people what's going on in the game. But it's great. We have a good time. And it was funny. Coach kind of got quiet during the Auburn game last week. And I said, Coach, what's going on? You know, he says, well, I'm still thinking about that chop block call. And this was live on the radio. And I go, well, Coach, remember the pregame show, your keys to the game was no excuses. So we got to move past that, right? He goes, yeah, you're right. And so it's kind of funny. We kind of call him out and get on to him a little bit here and there, too.
You know, Van, I was thinking, listening to Coach McCracken. I've known Coach McCracken for a long time, and he's just one of my favorite people. When you talk about Opelika football, you think about Coach McCracken when he was coaching there and some other great coaches that have been at that school. You know, Doug Barfield coached there for a while, and Joe coached there for a while. You know, just some great coaches, and there's a passion for that. Opelika has always had that. And since I was at Benjamin Russell back in the 80s when we were coaching there, and, I mean, there was always a passion for their high school. Tell us a little bit about Opelika's love of their high school and their football program.
Well, I played in the AISA growing up, you know, at a 3A school outside of Montgomery Hooper Academy, and that's where I went to school. So when I came to Opelika, graduating from Auburn and started getting into the high school scene, I did Smith Station for 10 years. But, you know, they're passionate about their fans at Smith Station. There's no doubt about it. But when I moved over to Opelika, my kids were already starting to get in the – we lived in Opelika, and my kids were getting into the school system. The passion, I mean, there was no question school was going to be closed Wednesday for the game, and we're doing a late start on Thursday. You know, as big as these towns are getting, they still shut down for high school football. There was a food truck Friday event in downtown Opelika last week during our game, and the Chamber of Commerce, she said, well, I know tickets are sold out. What can we do? I said, hey, put the game on the big screen downtown. There was a video of people in their lawn chairs downtown Opelika that couldn't get tickets to the game, just sitting all downtown watching it on the big screen.
Wow. So now that's cool.
It really is crazy. Yeah, how big of town Opelika has grown into, and, you know, still how passionate they are about their high school football team. It really is remarkable.
Man, let's talk about this football team, because I think there's a lot of the intangibles that people don't see that have made this team a state championship caliber team in one of the toughest regions in the state of Alabama. Talk just a little bit about how you guys got to Birmingham this year.
Well, I think the big key is you got to play good in the line of scrimmage and in the trenches in this region and in 7A football. And that's really where, I mean, we have really won these games down the stretch, was winning the line of scrimmage and dominating the run game. And what we lacked in kind of the middle part of the season, we had that lull against Enterprise and Central, was the explosive plays downfield, because some of these teams are so good they can stack the box on you. And if you can't throw the ball downfield at all, then you're in trouble. So our quarterback play has improved tremendously. About middle of the year, we played three different quarterbacks this year. And so we're going with a sophomore quarterback who has really developed into an outstanding quarterback, Whit Cooper, a guy that didn't get a lot of reps in 7-on-7. He was our third quarterback on the depth chart going into the season. And he has played really good. I mean, in this, you know, four-game winning streak down the stretch here for us to get us to where we are going to the state championship. So we may only throw it 11 times in a game, but we're 8 of 11, and they're huge passes. So you still have to honor that passing game along with our run game. That's been the key for us, really. But it starts in the trenches. I mean, we're huge on the offensive line. We've got really good defensive linemen. We got banged up on the defensive side of the football this year, middle part of the year, and that really hurt us in that loss at Enterprise and Central. But we're healthy, and we've stayed healthy through the playoffs. We got some key players back that were injured in the beginning of the season. And it's just been a good recipe for us, but it all starts in the trenches and running the football for us.
You know, I think one of the things, and we're talking to Van Riggs, play-by-play announcer for the Opelika Bulldogs. One of the things that I've been impressed with watching you guys is you got a back there, and Mark, you and Randy will remember this name. There used to be a University of Houston had a running back named Robert Newhouse, and I think he played for the Cowboys at one time or another. But Opelika, Van, you guys have got a big running back that shreds defenses, and he doesn't have to have a big hole, but he's a big guy to me, looks like, but he is one heck of a football player.
C.J. Johnson, he's outstanding. He's a kid that grew up in Opelika, and in going into the ninth grade year, there was a position they were going to change positions. I don't know the story, but whatever reason, him and his brother decided to leave, and they went to Springwood, and were playing eight-man football up the road in Lynette. And C.J. was just putting up crazy numbers for the past few years there, and all of his friends at Opelika had been trying to talk him into coming. Well, Greg, his brother, graduated last year, so C.J. decided to come to Opelika senior year, and we're certainly excited he did. I think he was ready to prove to everybody that the video game numbers he was putting up in eight-man football weren't a fluke. He wanted to prove it on the biggest stage. And boy, he has. He ran a kickoff back for 94 yards against Auburn, 23 carries, 180-something yards in that game. And the entire team tried to tackle him as we were trying to run the clock out. We needed a first down to steal the game. There's a picture floating around from the newspapers. I mean, if it's not 11 guys at Auburn trying to tackle him, it was close to, but it was 10. And somehow he spins out of that and runs 50-something yards and seals the game. It was great. He's just an electric back.
Oh, my goodness.
If he was at Opelika the past couple of years, I think he would have a lot more college offers. But believe me, they're starting to come in now. People are finally starting to see CJ and what he can do on the football field.
Van, we want to thank you for taking time to be with us. Good luck on Wednesday night as Opelika will take on Thompson in the Class 7A Boys Championship. That'll begin at 7 p.m. on Wednesday night. Thanks for taking time to be with us. Be sure and tell that crazy man we all said hello.
No, he is. He's the best.
He's great,
the best.
Dude.
We love him. We do.
I sure will. Look forward to seeing you guys at Birmingham, too. Thank you all so much.
Yep.
Thank you, man.
All right, there you go. Van Riggs, play-by-play for the Opelika Bulldogs. They'll take on Thompson. Mark Freeman's Thompson team's pretty doggone spanky. So we'll see how that goes. Yep, all right. Hey, we'll take a time out. When we come back, we'll get back into some semifinal scores and the matchups for the Super 7 State Championship. Don't go anywhere. More of the Thompson Tractor Prep Sports Report right after this.
Thompson Tractor Prep Sports Report. Call or text the Prep Sports Report at 251-343-0106 on the Boudreaux's Cajun Grill communication line. Now, back to the show.
And we welcome you back to the Thompson Tractor Prep Sports Report. Randy Bergen, along with Coach Mark Laster, Coach Rick Cleveland, as well as we have been dubbed, the Fat Pack is back. So, but now next week the Fat Pack won't be together. So, Coach, you'll have it all. By the way, we got a text a little earlier from John. Rick, maybe you can address this in the regards to Murphy High School. What happened to Murphy this year?
Well, that's a $64 million question, but I would think that if you would look at the numbers have really decreased, John. I don't think it's the school that you once remember. They've gone through a lot of changes. We played them early in the – did we play them early in the year at Spanish Ford or midseason?
We played them at LAD.
Yeah,
we played them at LAD. And Spanish Ford did.
It's just a different group of people there now, and I'm sure they're doing a great job, but they've lost numbers. I mean, a lot of their kids are going to different schools. I mean, that's the thing. I think that if they could get all their kids in their zone to stay at Murphy, and for whatever reason, they've gone through a lot of coaches in the last few years, hadn't they, Mark? And it's just been topsy-turvy. And you got to get some consistency there. And I think it was a tough job that that Sherman Williams took. And Sherman, you won't find a finer man right now. I mean, he's doing everything he can to build the program back up, John. But I think you're in for some tough, tough years unless some things change at Murphy High School. And I'm not talking about coaching changes. I think Sherman's a guy that can lead them into the future, but, you know, you got to get your kids and keep them in your zone and not be going to all these other schools. So that's the only way I see it.
I don't really know exactly what's going on over there, but I hope they get it turned around. That's a school with a lot of tradition and pride, and man, if they can ever tap back into it and get those kids there, it's always going to be Murphy High School. So.
Man, you think about that tradition and all the great coaches, Lefty Anderson, and all the great coaches.
Terry Curtis.
And, man.
Saw Terry last night. He came to our game last night.
Did he?
Got to see him for a minute, and, boy, it was just wonderful sitting and talk with him for a second, you know.
That's really good.
All right, Coach, let's get into the scores from in the semifinals. Most of those played last night. As we saw Class 1A, Wadley defeated Addison 22-14. Wadley remains undefeated. Maplesville defeated Leroy. This is a number that you rarely see against a Leroy team. Maplesville defeats Leroy 59-18.
Yeah. I don't remember the last time anybody scored 50-plus points on the Leroy team. I should have called Bobby and got Bobby on. Bobby Farish is a longtime huge supporter. He and Eddie Roberts may be the two biggest Bear fans that I know. They must be really, really good to score that many points on Leroy.
Well, no doubt. In Class 2A, Coosa Christian defeated Pisgah 44-36. That was a good game. Lynette defeats Realtown 35-19.
You know, I saw Coosa Christian on film this year one time. We had a film. Somehow we were playing somebody on our schedule, and we got to see them for a little bit. And they do have a good football team. They got some players, and you know, they beat a good Pisgah team. I know that much. And I think that's Pisgah. Isn't that one of the Pruitt boys?
It may be. I know it may be Luke.
I think it is Luke.
It may be Luke because Jeremy's coaching with his dad at Plainview.
I think Luke is it. But I think Lynette's going to give them all they want. Lynette's got a really good football team. You got to be pretty good to beat Real Town 35-19.
No doubt.
That's a good point. That's a really good point.
Class 3A, Mars Hill Bible defeats Piedmont 48-16. That means Mars Hill Bible is undefeated. Bayside Academy last night, good ball game against Southside Selma. You get a big win there, 51-20. And that's really not indicative of the true score because I think 14 of that 20 points for Southside Selma came in the fourth quarter when basically, like you said, your starters were already on the sideline.
Yeah, we took some guys out starting in the fourth. It was 51-7.
So eight.
That's where they had gotten two. Yeah. And so we started taking some guys out and, you know, trying to make sure we didn't lose anybody there at that time of the games for next week. So, and they moved the ball and scored on our younger guys. But I thought our kids played really well and really did what we asked them to do to shut this team down. You know, Monroe Parton and Billy Neal on defense had great ball games. Noah Kane had a great ball game. We asked a lot out of our corners last night.
Yeah, the back end was really good.
They really were. Sam Cunningham and John Ben Wilkinson, those kids just did a great job back there. And I was really pleased with the way they played. It was just a lot of fun to watch those guys play. Coach Christian Cotton's our secondary coach, and he does a great job with them.
All right, let's go to 4A. Anniston, you mentioned Plainview. Anniston defeated Plainview 32-29. Close game there. Jackson defeats St. Michael 44-23.
You know, when you talk about Jackson, you talk about they are a double whammy. You know, they throw the ball really, really well. But when you got E.J. Crowell back there running the football, it makes everybody stop, look, and listen because he's a train coming down through there. I mean, he's a really good player.
Well, you know, Rick, when you know as well as I do, you got a guy like Crowell playing running back. He's better probably than anybody else on the field.
Right.
All right, so you've got to stack the box to keep him from – try to get more people, to get more hats to him. And then you got Landon Duckworth, who's a quarterback, who's as good as anybody in the state on any given Friday night. He can throw the ball all over the place.
Yeah.
So what do you do? Yeah. Do you play coverage? Do you stop the run? And – that's a conundrum that people have had to fight all year long was, you know, how do you stop these guys? And St. Michael's got a tremendous football team.
They do.
Tremendous football team. And they could not do anything with them last night.
Well, I think, Rick, you and I talked about it. It's very difficult for you to defeat a team of this quality two times in a season.
Well, you're right. It is. Those two quality teams. The job that Phillip's done there is second to none.
It is
remarkable. And Gunner, last night, Gunner was running for his life a lot. I mean, he was trying his best to make something happen. But their defensive front, and I wondered about this when they played the first time, their defense is equally as talented as their offense.
I mean,
they got
– there's two guys on that thing that are Division I
Division
football
I players.
Players,
that's right.
On their defense.
On the defensive front.
Yes.
Yeah. And
now, I think – I don't want to take anything away from what St. Michael's did, but I think a couple of those guys were hurt in the game earlier in the year. They were missing a couple of people. And I don't think they played great that night. I think they had several turnovers. And to St. Michael's credit, they cashed in on every one of them. You know, and they got everything going and had a great game plan. But this week, it's tough to beat somebody twice. We've already said that. And – Jackson is a really, really good football team.
There ain't no doubt.
Well, and
– and a few classifications.
That's right.
All right, let's move to Class 5A real quick. Moody defeats Scottsboro 35-10. Vigor over Williamson. The place was packed. 28-21 Ladd People Stadium. You couldn't find a seat in there, I don't think.
I bet that was an exciting place to be last night. You know, those two teams are two of the best teams around.
Yeah.
And they had a great ball game earlier in the year. If you remember, I think it went to overtime.
It did.
And I think that was just one of those great games throughout the season. And again, tough to beat somebody two times.
That's right.
You know, it is. And Williamson just couldn't do it. And Vigor outplayed him a little bit last night. And they're headed to the show. And so, you know, hats off to them. And Let's go.
All right, let's move real quick to 6A. Clay Chalkville defeated Muster Shoals 30-13. Saraland over Benjamin Russell 38-21. In Class 7A, Opelika, they played earlier. Opelika defeated Auburn 31-28. And Thompson defeated Central Phoenix City 35-34. We'll talk about the matchups when we come back right here on the Thompson Tractor Prep Sports Report.
Welcome back to the Thompson Tractor Prep Sports Report, brought to you by Alpha Insurance. Now, back to your host, Randy Bergen.
Just gonna let that roll.
How much you done spent? I swear she must believe it's all heaven sent. Hey boy, better bring the check around.
Better bring that check around. Oh my goodness. Hey, welcome back to the Thompson Tractor Prep Sports Report. It is 2 of 3 left in the building here as little man, Coach Mark Laster, had to leave, Coach. He has to go get prepared for a state championship ball game. Couldn't be more proud of them, and good luck to them. As we mentioned earlier, 10 years ago, they were in Tuscaloosa for their first state championship as the Bayside Admirals will now see their second participation in the state championship. They played Piedmont, didn't work out too well. This year, they'll be taking on a Mars Hill Bible team. That's pretty doggone spanky. It'll be a good ball game.
Yeah, Darrell Higgins has got a heck of a football team at Mars Hill. And, of course, Darrell cut his teeth as a young coach with John Witherspoon at Dessler. Those guys ran the wing T to perfection. And now Darrell's son is the quarterback, and he's been around it his whole life. So, you know, we really don't give Barrett Trotter enough credit. We really don't. Mark's in here with us, and we build Mark up as we should, because Mark's kind of like the glue that keeps a lot of things together. I mean, he just does a fabulous job there, and he's an outstanding football coach. But Barrett Trotter came in there and has done a tremendous, tremendous job. None of us wanted to see Phil Lazenby leave when he left. And
I was part of that program, I guess, for about 16 years. Yeah. The full-time coach Phil Lazenby was there, and you know, you talk about filling big shoes. And although they didn't have a state championship, they went to a lot of playoff games. They were always seemed like Bayside was always maybe the smaller of the two teams, whoever they played. But they found a way to win, and Coach Lazenby did that. So for Barrett Trotter to come in, had to fill some pretty big shoes.
Yeah, he sure
and,
did.
And he's done a good job. There's no doubt about it.
He really has done a good job, and he's brought a cohesive staff in. I know he made a great hire when he hired Brandon Dean to come over and coach his offensive line. And George Pratt came in as his defensive coordinator, and he's working hand and foot with Mark. And they've just got an outstanding staff. But Barrett has really done a great job there. And congratulations to those guys for being playing week 15. That's your goal, but very few make it.
Yeah, there's no doubt. And you see some of these teams that seems like they go each year.
Yeah.
They go, you know, a Thompson or it used to be Pratt. Well, you always saw them in the state championship. So to see a team to work as hard as Bayside has to get to the state playoffs, we're mighty proud of them. Let me go ahead and set up the AHSAA 2025 Super 7 state championships. You'll see in flag football that will begin on Wednesday, I believe. Yep. Yeah, that'll be on Wednesday, December the 4th at 11 a.m. It'll be flag football. It'll be the girls' flag championship. 1A, 5A, Moody will play Montgomery Catholic.
Yep.
It's in Class 6A, 7A girls' flag championship, Vestavia Hills and Central Phoenix City at 3 p.m. Then we go back into football, where you'll see Class 7A boys' championship, Thompson and Opelika. Opelika, that will be at 7 o'clock. I had Van Riggs, the play-by-play for Opelika, on with us a little bit earlier. Then on Thursday, there you go, Bayside will take on Mars Hill Bible. It'll be a good ball game. That will begin at 11 a.m., and then Class 1A Boys Championship will be Maplesville and Wadley. Both of those teams come in undefeated, Coach. That will be a 3 o'clock game on Thursday. When you see both teams come in undefeated, now Maplesville is 14-0, Wadley 13-0.
Yeah.
How do you weigh that game?
Well, you weigh it on tradition is one of the things. When you see a team like that come in 13 or 14-0, and Wadley's the newer tradition, they've kind of created it, and Maplesville is longstanding. They've been a traditional championship caliber team for many, many years, and you know, I get a lot of people that ask me, Maplesville, who played there? Well, there was a big running back that played at Auburn named Tommy Agee, who spent years in the NFL as a great player. Tommy Agee played there, and
didn't he play with Joe Cribbs?
He might have. That would probably be about the right time. Agee and Cribbs and William Andrews and that group. I'm not sure, but they were right around that. They played for Coach Dye. I know that all of them did. So. But that's going to be one heck of a football game. And, you know, you look at Thursday, you look at teams, when you look at those teams on Thursday, how many games have those teams lost? Viger, how many is Viger lost? Viger,
two.
All right. Moody, I don't think's lost, but maybe one, two.
They've lost
two. That's four losses. Maplesville hadn't lost a game. Wadley hadn't lost a game. Bayside's lost one game. Mars Hill's lost zero.
There's only been five games lost in those six teams.
In those six teams, that's just, you know, you're talking about really good high school football, and people want to argue about where's the best high school football play. Well, I'll be the first one to tell you, Georgia plays great high school football. Florida plays great high school football. Mississippi not so good. I mean, you look around us. You know, we play pretty doggone good football here in Alabama, and Super 7 kind of is a great – it's a Chamber of Commerce day, as we would call it. Every day we play state championship games in Birmingham.
All right, Class 5A, we'll see Viger and Moody. That will be at 7 o'clock on Thursday. Let me go back for just a second. We mentioned Joe Cribbs and AG and all those guys. Your boy Cribbs –
yeah.
Works at a place you played yesterday.
Really?
Yeah.
Joe Cribbs works there?
Yeah. I was there, and he was. We're about to tee off, and I went over and introduced myself. I said, I told him who we were doing
from
Southern Fairways.
From Sullivan, Alabama.
We were doing Southern Fairways, and I said, hey, sit the cart, take your time. I got it. I'll get everybody taken off. And I said, my name's Randy. He said, my name's Joe. And I said, Joe, how you doing? What's your last name? He said, Cribbs. I said, Joe Cribbs, like an Auburn Joe? He's like, yeah. Why does that seem surprising? I'm like, a little bit, yeah. And we had a fantastic conversation. He's going to be on the show with us.
Good.
But he is down there. He generally works on Saturday. He won't be working today. Of course,
no, that
little Auburn game. So, but
that is so
cool. I thought you'd like that. Yeah, so I thought you'd like that.
I'd have been chasing him down in the golf cart just to shake his hand.
And he would have probably outrun the golf cart.
Yeah, probably.
All right, let's move to Friday. Class 4A Boys Championship. We'll see Jackson and Anniston. That's going to be a good ball game. Anniston comes in undefeated, 14-0. Jackson 12-2. That'll be at 11 o'clock on Friday. Class 2A Championship. We'll see Lynette and Coosa Christian. Both of those teams come in 12-2. That'll be at 3 o'clock on Friday. And then Sarah Land and Clay Chalkwell, both teams undefeated, will wrap up the 2025 Super 7 State Championship. That game at 7 o'clock. Coach, that's going to be a good ball game right there.
Yeah, Stuart Floyd at Clay Chalkville has done a tremendous job there. Stuart was actually a quarterback at Clay Chalkville, played in the state championship game years ago, and eventually became the offensive coordinator there. And then when their coach went to Hoover, Stuart was elevated to the head coaching job, and that'll certainly be a really outstanding high school football game. 6A is so doggone competitive. There's so many really good football teams in 6A, and of course the job that Jeff Kelly and those guys have done there. It was great having Brett Boutwell on the show earlier today, and just to hear his passion for Jeff. He and Jeff have been longtime friends. They grew up together, competed against each other, hunted together, and now they're on the same staff, and that will be one heck of a football game, and that will close out Super 7 for us. And you know, Randy, one of the most I'm telling you, somebody's going to be working hard this week at Super 7 is Danny Cordy of the Mobile Sports Authority.
Yeah, and I'm glad you mentioned that because coming up at 10 o'clock, Southern Fairway Sports Radio Show, Danny Cordy will be on the show with us. We'll talk a little bit about that. Sweet Swinging Bobby Hall is going to be in the house. Matt Brandt with Boudreaux's Cajun Grill will be here. We'll also talk with Mitch McConnell. He is headed. He was with the Alabama team last night. He's headed to Auburn. We'll get an update on that. And part of the conversation is going to be Lane Kiffin. Is Lane going to stay at Ole Miss, or is he taking the LSU job? Insiders say he's leaving Oxford.
Well, and I have no idea what he's going to do. And, insiders may know something, but knowing Lane Kiffin, he can change that in the drop of a hat. And I personally have no inside information, but I personally wish that he would stay in Oxford. I think he's done a tremendous job there. I don't think there's anybody that can come in and do any better job than he's done. My problem with it is this. If he is going to LSU, are they going to, is the athletic director and the chancellor, are they going to allow him to coach their football team through the national championship playoffs? And I don't think they are.
Well, and that's wrong. To me, that's wrong because those guys at Ole Miss have worked their way to get to this position.
That's right.
And when you take a coach away, what is that saying to the players?
Yeah.
You gave up on us.
Yeah.
And I think, look, you have to allow him to finish the run.
No doubt.
Okay? For me, he has got it made in Oxford,
absolutely,
and he can be there as long as he wants. He can make as much money as he wants. Over time, he would make as much money in Oxford than he would LSU. I think, personally, the job at LSU for Lane Kiffin, and don't mean to offend any of the Tiger fans, but I don't think he's a fit for LSU. That's just me. I don't think it. It's like bringing Kelly in there. That was not a fit.
No.
All right. You get down there with some of those. You get into Baton Rouge, dude.
Yeah.
You better be a winner because they tough.
He doesn't have a lot of patience either when it comes to dealing with press. And, I mean, he's better at it. He's gotten so much better at it. I think he leans on Coach Saban a lot. I really do. I think he leans on him. He said he was going to talk to him and Coach Carroll who was one of his mentors and who he worked for. But, I wish he would stay. I think his family's back together. I think that's one of the most important things in his life. He's going to move his son if he does leave. He's going to move him from Oxford where he plays with Coach Chris Cliff. I just think it's a mistake.
Coach, got a text coming in. I don't know if you'll have time to answer it. Maybe you can get it next segment after the Camp Gray segment. Who do you think Auburn is going to hire as a new Tiger coach there? So maybe you can get into that whenever we finish here. All right, hey, we'll take a quick timeout. When we come back, we'll wrap up this edition of the Thompson Tractor Prep Sports Report.
Hi, this is Misty, your local chicken salad chick. Be the talk of your tailgate this year by bringing chicken salad chick. From party platters, cheese balls, and grab-and-go options, there is a winning flavor for all taste buds. Chicken Salad Chick, Mobile and Baldwin Counties. Open Monday through Saturday, 10 to 8. Or order online at chickensaladchick.com. Chickensaladchick.com.
This segment of the Thompson Tractor Prep Sports Report, brought to you by Camp Grace. Now back to Coach Rick Cleveland.
Camp Grace is located in West Mobile as the summer home of Camp Rapahope, Camp Mash, Camp Smile, and Camp Sugar Falls, as well as the home of Outback Mobile and is shared by many other community organizations throughout the Mobile area. Camp Grace is a place where God's love is bestowed freely upon others, the true definition of God's grace. You know, Randy, we live in a world today where there's a lot of eyes. I want to talk a little bit about humility in life today, and its basis of that is James, the fourth chapter, the sixth verse. And that scripture says, God opposes the proud, but gives grace to the humble. Humility is one of the most powerful qualities a person can have, yet it is one of the hardest to live out. We live in a world that tells us to promote ourselves, win every argument, and make sure we get the credit. But Scripture teaches us something entirely different, that the strength is found not in lifting ourselves up, but in lowering ourselves before God. Humility doesn't mean thinking less of yourself. It means thinking of yourself less. I want to say that again. Humility doesn't mean thinking less of yourself. It means thinking of yourself less. I had a dear friend one time who's now a pastor, and one of his favorite scriptures is, he must increase, we must decrease. That's pretty powerful. What that means is, it means understanding who you are in light of who God is. Recognizing that every gift, every opportunity, every success in life comes from His hand. When Jesus walked the earth, He had every right to be honored, to serve, and be exalted. Yet He chose to kneel, to wash feet, to listen, to serve, and to ultimately give His life. If the Son of God lived with humility, how much more should we? Humility shows up in life in a few powerful ways. Humility keeps us teachable. Pride says, I already know. Humility says, Lord, teach me. The moment we stop learning is the moment we start drifting. God does His greatest work in open, teachable hearts. Humility strengthens our relationships. Most conflicts aren't caused by deep issues. They're caused by pride. Humility softens our words, lengthens our patience, and helps us forgive. It allows us to let others be heard, understood, and valued. Humility positions us for God's blessings. Scripture is very clear about this. God gives grace to the humble. He pours strength, help, and favor on those who trust Him more than themselves. When we humble ourselves, we create room for God to move on our behalf. Humility gives us peace. Pride tries to control everything. Humility says, God is in control, not me. And when we release control, we find rest. Peace begins where pride ends. Say that again. Peace begins where pride ends. The truth is this. We can't walk closely with God and hold tightly to our pride. One must fall. And when we choose humility, God lifts us up in ways we could never lift ourselves. Just a closing thought here. Humility isn't weakness. Humility is strength under submission. It's confidence anchored in God, not in our own abilities. And it is the path to joy and peace. Mark shared that with us today, and is certainly worth hearing time and time and time again. Thank you, Mark Lassiter, for sharing that with us, and it certainly hits home. Boy, I'm telling you, especially in the world we live in today, politically, athletically, academically, universally, it hits home. And thank you for sharing that with us today.
Ain't no doubt. Coach. That's a good one for sure.
Who is this guy who just walked in?
Hey, look, we got a cast of characters on the show coming up in just about, about 6 minutes or so. Matt Brandt, one of the proprietors of Boudreaux's Cajun Grill, always you know him as the voice. He is going to be on with us. We got a lot to get into.
That's right.
We got to talk a lot of football today. We're going to talk a little golf, a little sad news in golf. Yep. Fuzzy Zeller dies at 74 years old, if you didn't know. Don't know the the reason yet, what happened, but he did pass away. And funny fellow. But we're going to talk a little bit about, look at his career a little bit. We got a lot going on. Danny Cordy's going to be on. We got Mitch McConnell's going to be on. Joey Johnson's going to be on. We got tournaments to tell you about. We got a lot going on here. And then Matt's going to have What's for Dinner at Boudreaux's.
There you go.
You won't want to miss it, Coach.
I've already had it.
We've got it. Good to be here. Good to see you,
it's
Coach.
It's good to see you, Matt.
Happy Iron Bowl Day to all of you.
Well, absolutely.
I'm glad to see you with your Auburn pullover on. It's just good to see that.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
All you people that go to Boudreaux's, I want you to know Matt's wearing a beautiful Auburn pullover today.
Do not believe that. Do not believe that.
Any of you know me, that's wrong.
Yeah, that's right.
Well, I'm colorblind.
Coach, let me ask you this. We had a text mentioned earlier from a good friend of ours. Asking the question, who's going to be the next coach at Auburn?
You know, I have thought all week that John Summerall was the person that they had targeted and had really put their stamp on it. Since that, Florida has come into play with John. I'm going to tell you, I don't think it's over if Lane Kiffin leaves. John was an assistant at Ole Miss. Of course, he played at Kentucky. John Summerall's going to have his choice of jobs.
Sure. And he's at Tulane right now.
He is at Tulane. Yep. He was at Troy, did a fabulous job at Troy. And the Green Wave has been fabulous all year.
Yeah.
You know, so I don't know. I really don't know. And, Shane, you know as much as we know. It's been a well-kept secret. I think it'll either be DJ Durkin or
– Yeah.
Well, you know, and I'm kind of in your camp on – I think DJ Durkin is fantastic defensive coordinator.
Yeah.
And sometimes, you know, we have a tendency in sales, we always take the best salesman and make him your sales manager.
Yeah.
Maybe that's not the position he needs, okay?
Yeah.
You need to keep him at where he's good.
Yeah.
And that may be where Durkin needs to be. I don't know. I'm not. You know, that's for you Auburn folks. We have our coach right now.
Yeah.
So we're in pretty good shape, I think.
Well, don't count your chickens for the hatch. I'm just telling you, the Penn State job is open.
Well,
and just know that. And I'm gonna tell you, the sweet swinging Bobby Hall just walked in here, and Bobby's concerned because guess what? Southern Mississippi's got a great coach in Charles Huff.
Don't be surprised.
Charles is not in the mix somewhere along the way.
Yeah.
Hey, guys, thanks. It's been a great show, Randy. Appreciate everything you do. Great to see you two guys. Remember this. No matter what you do, no matter where you go, he is always with you. See you here, same place, same time next week.